Well, on Monday, the 1st of December, Vincent de Paul launched its annual appeal, but in addition, its report for 2007. Now, your listeners might recall 2007 was supposedly the good year. We were doing very, very well. But yet in that year, we spent over 46 million euro helping people. So even in the good year, we were still spending a lot. What we've noticed in this coming year, or at least the year gone past, 2008, is that because of huge increases in the cost of oil, coal, gas, electricity, and food, and the fact that people are losing their jobs, the number of calls to the systems throughout the entire country have gone up dramatically, up more than 40%. The calls are coming from people struggling, who have always struggled on welfare benefits and on pensions, and people in work on low pay, but they've now been supplemented by a group of people who probably thought they'd never have to come to the Vincent de Paul before. They would have been people who had good jobs, who suddenly find they are in great difficulty paying their bills, paying their mortgages, and they're now coming to us for help. About a quarter of all of the new calls we're getting, or the calls we're getting, are coming from people who've never been with us before. Indeed, many times they would have been donors.
And is it harder for them in a way, because this is a whole new territory, this is a whole new thing that they never thought that they were going to have to negotiate, and even for their own sense of self-worth as well, it must be quite difficult for them to turn from being givers to being receivers.
It's particularly difficult for those families, because at least the people that we've been helping over the years, the people forgotten during the so-called Celtic Tiger, they had developed some coping skills. They could get by on very little. The people coming to us now, or at least a lot of the people coming to us now, never imagined they'd be in this situation. Indeed, in the past, they would have been donors to the society. And now they find that to put food on the table, to keep their home, whatever, they've got to come to us. And in that, you're quite right, their self-worth is affected, their feeling that they shouldn't be in this position, that really there's an element of pride of going to a group like the Vincent de Paul. And I suppose one thing we would like to get across to people, everyone indeed, please contact us if you're in trouble. We don't judge people. We try to do what we can to offer friendship and support, to be with people when they're in difficulty and stay with them for as long as they feel we can be a help. I suppose it's a bit like the Good Samaritan story, but with attitude. And consequently, we try to make sure that people feel comfortable with us. So please contact us. Don't in any way feel put out. We'll do what we can. We can't solve all the problems, but we'll certainly do what we can to help. And we appreciate how hard it is for people.
Particularly, of course, for Christmas. I mean, I'm sure Christmas is a busy time for you anyway, but this year Christmas is going to be very different for a lot of people.
Yeah, Christmas is a difficult time, as you say, for everyone. We all have to find more money, and this year all of us are struggling. Money will be tighter, we'll all be cutting back. But it's particularly hard if you're trying to cope with some financial and emotional problem. Financial problem, not having the job, the emotion associated with that, or indeed, you know, somebody walking out of a relationship and you're left on your own with children. So what we try to do is to bring a little hope. In the Vincent de Paul around Christmas time, we have a fantastic system. We have a direct line to Santa, which is always very useful. You'll find throughout the country we will have giving trees. And these are Christmas trees at which people can leave presents for boys and girls. You'll see very often we will have trolleys in supermarkets where we will collect foodstuffs, we will put them into hampers, we will deliver them in the dead of night, and we will make sure that at least on Christmas Day things are a little better, that Santa has called and the people are looked after, that the lights are on, the homes are warm, and people are not forgotten. And I think if your listeners are hearing this, if they're in a position to help, they might also remember not just the children but the mothers. There's a tendency often to forget the mothers. So we try to take some of the bleakness away from Christmas that might otherwise be there.
What advice would you give to people in this? I mean, will any good come out of this?
Well, I suppose it's hard to see any great silver lining in terms of the recession. What it might do, strange enough, is it may make us all stand back a little. And whereas in the past we've all tended to get caught up in the consumer society of probably spending more than we should on things that we don't really need, we might in the future be a little more careful about how we spend our money. I think also our experience in the Vincent de Paul in the past has been, strangely enough, when things are bad for all of us, our empathy with people in difficulty actually increases because we have some sense of what it is they're going through. Indeed, one of the hardest things that we faced in the recent years in the Vincent de Paul is having the general public even believe that there were poor people. Now I think we can all empathise that is the case. And so if it transpires that what happens is that we manage to think of each other as part of a community, that we start to bond together, look out for each other in a way that we mightn't have done during the Celtic Tiger, then that at least will be something good. Mind you, having said that, it would be much better if this period of recession, economic problem were over, because none of us want to be poor. And certainly what we in the Vincent de Paul would dearly love to do would be to go out of business, except for the bit which is the offering the friendship and support and the love and companionship. I suppose one of the things that Vincent de Paul tries to do is to really live out in a meaningful way the message of love and hope contained in the Gospels. It's saying everyone matters, the common good is important, that there are good Samaritans out there. There are guardian angels. And I suppose the Vincent de Paul tries to, like the Good Samaritan, pick the person off the ground, make sure we're treated. But the other significant thing we have to do, and this is where we put our comments towards government, we have to stand back and ask the awkward question, why were the people lying on the road in the first place? And so the message of the Vincent de Paul is we will be there to help people. We will get them over a poverty crisis. But we'll also then do our very best to try and change the structural conditions that got them there. Whether it's talking to politicians, talking to banks, talking to whoever that might help, that's what we will try and do. But we will do it with compassion, with love, with friendship and support. But we can only do that if we get support ourselves. And I suppose our difficulty at the moment is we're looking for more money because there are more people coming to us, and we're looking at a time when most of us have even less to give. So it's a challenge, and we hope that people listening might listen to that challenge and help us so that we can help their friends, their neighbours and their children who are so much in need of our support at this time.